How to inspire my wife to keep our home with a high level of Kedusha. This is very relevant for Smadav Zaduchaydin, and I'm reminded now of many years ago. Again, I lose track of time, but it was at least 15 years ago, might have been around 18 years ago. I was invited to Chicago to run the Yachi Kala Ben Azmanim. They had some Yachi Kala, went to Malabatim there, they were off. And they needed somebody there. So I think Rav David Zucker Shliter was doing it first Seder. I think my job was second Seder. Somehow when I got there, I found out that part of the job is to speak to the women also, to address the women of the Kehila, which I had no experience in doing that. But they expected part of the job, the women were expecting to have some address to them, some shmooze, some this, some that. So I asked them to give me a few tapes of the rabbis who came the previous years and let me hear how they talked to women, because I had no real practice in this, having given thought that I wanted to listen to the topics. So they first gave me somebody who was by me like a big hero the way he speaks. That was the first tape I listened to. That was Rabella Bruni. And he so flopped over there, it was Pachat Potter. He was talking about why kids are going off the derech and the women nearly stampeded him and trampled him. What do you mean? My sister-in-law is such a big tzaddikus. How do you say that? Her kid went off the derech because I didn't say, I didn't mean, I didn't, like, he was like choked over there. So I figured this is not the guy to follow, although I love his rushes and find he always has a lot of content. And then he had a lot of content also, but it's just a mismatch for the people. Oh, so then I listened to another few. The one that was fantastic was a famous Svadish Rav in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. And the topic he picked was fantastic. The actual rate he said, I couldn't quite say, but I used that topic, and that might help over here. He didn't talk about the chinuch in that way, and he didn't talk about the husband's learning. He spoke about the achrayus that the woman of the home has in insulating the home and protecting the home. And that was the right topic, and because that is mamish, what Einei Kol Yisrael is to the Nachum, what their job is, that is Be'em is the woman's tafkid. And that's what I then was machaber, a little shmooze, that since then, the other cages that I had to speak to the Nachum, it's Be'erach the same Indian. And it's pointing out from the time of the Emoyus, the job of the Emoyus was to be mafresh the Ram and Atayv, like Sarah was saying, Gorish is a Omar Zeus Vez Beno. Now, when Sarah said, Gorish is a Omar Zeus Vez Beno, she knew that there are going to be a billion Arabs that are going to be angry, that they were chased away and thrown out, and she knew how many bombs they're going to be, and how many retzichas, and how many pogrom they're going to be from the billion children of his, because she said, Gorosh is all my Zayis Bezmano. Are we to chas Hashem think she made a mistake? She went a little too far. Nobody in the Orthodox camp thinks that way. The Avadi was suffering for now all the rad that's going to be. But she understood that to have Yishmael's Hashpo and Yitzhak, then there wouldn't be a Klal Yisrael at all. Like this, there will be a Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will endure. There will be Shverkeit and Tzavos with Medavid becoming, but Klal Yisrael is going to endure. And Atkei Kach, she was Moshe Nefesh. Or when Rivka said, when she finagled that the Baruch should go to Yankee Bevino, she unleashed a powerful force of anti-Semitism. She was mechadish, a force of anti-Semitism that might have been responsible for Chum Bayis Sheni, might have been responsible for the Crusades, might have been responsible for the Inquisition, might have been responsible for the war and for all the pogrom that went on in Golos Edom, Yatzilenu Balarachmim. So when Rivka did that, was she aware of the consequences of what she's doing? She did this chas v'shalom behes radas and sort of spaced out and thinking, just get away with it right now and don't worry, it's not going to be a big deal. about that. About that she knew 100% what she's doing. But the tzeirich to be mafchish the ra was so big that the Yankiv Avinu would not be able to be miskayim. Yankiv Yisrael, it just would not be able to be miskayim with her doing that role. And we pointed out many of the Moyes Oilem, it was even by Leah V'Rochel, and then later by even, I think we found even by Esther, and many places. This was always the woman's role to fortify the house. So where do we know that it's the woman's role? We know it because this is what all the Emois were doing, and they have a Yerusha from the Emois, that this is their mandate, and they have the ability and the kishrin to do it. Additionally, state that even a Isha Ro is Matzelis Yisrono Menachet. So that says her mission is to be Matzel Menachet. I feel like Isha Ro status. So Kol Shekhin Isha Tayvah, this is the mandate of the Isha. I remember saying to them that I tell my children around Hanukkah time, I say, why is it when the Tati lights the lights, he lights it by the window? When the Mami lights the lights by the Shabbos, it's on the table. This is what I tell the young children, because the Mami is supposed to light up the house. The Tati is supposed to light outside, shine outside the house. To light up the house, to fortify it, and to make it a fortress that's impregnable from the Hashpoyi Zoras is 100% the woman's achrayus. So in the modern day, a woman doesn't have to spend that much time cooking. She can order from a restaurant. She doesn't have to spend that much time shopping. She can just text and email her order. She certainly doesn't have to be ironing all day. In many ways, the role of the woman became a lot easier than it was 50 years ago. But in this way, which is the ikat tachlis and tafkid of the woman, it got much, much harder. And it's a tremendous achrayus to stand as a lion and to protect it. The basis of ishtay, and this was basically the way, this is how somebody should inspire his wife. She's mamish not doing her tafkid and tachlis, and the only key of Klal Yisrael is only if these nashim are going to take up and be Be'etzim state Darkishul Ish is Lazis Mechama. Darkishul Ish is not to make a Mechama. But that's when the Mechama is outside. When the Mechama is inside to protect the home, that's when it's the Ish's Kayach. And the Noshim who did not take up their role, and they weren't Maccabees in this war, they paid for it dearly. Their children and their grandchildren, they paid for it dearly. There was a steep price, and it comes up. The price comes pretty quickly. If there's a woman that's silly enough to think that she wants to have them a little open-minded, a little this, and I grew up with this, and nothing happened, and this is shtusim, and you have to knock this out of the head, because the tkufa you grew up is not the same tkufa as this tkufa, and the impressionable of the sinyan and the mashiach to this is starker and starker, and there's no end, there's no limits to how much the mother has to stand there and be Muhammad's Zroyusel to protect the home. I remember one place after giving this shmuz, one woman comes up with the following shayla. Yeah, what if I believe very strongly in protecting the home, but I have a daughter-in-law that doesn't believe in that, and she is letting all the shtosim into the house? What do I do? And I said, shalom is bigger than anything. Do not say a word. I gave her other answers how to be able to influence her, but not directly, and don't say a word, because the mother is going to tell the daughter-in-law, you're finished. It'll just get worse. Either the stone coming, and shalom is more important than anything else. But I upon that somebody should tell his wife that this is her main tafkid and her main shlichus, and somebody who fails on the main tafkid, main shlichus, is hopeless. That's for sure what you mean by any basis hole to do a tafkid.